I now present to you Star Fox 64 in a nutshell. Once upon a time, in a far, far away galaxy that probably doesn't even exist, called the Lylat System, some gigantic ape-head was like, "Oh, I want to take over this!" And then these three guys are like, "No, you can't do that!" So then they went over to his planet, and one of them, named James McCloud, died, and then the other betrayed them, and then Peppy Hare was like, "Oh no!" So he went home, and then told James his son, and then he's like, "Oh my god, why do I sound like this? Oh my god, your father just died, do a barrel roll!" And then Fox was like, "Ah!" So then they formed a team, and then they went through all these planets, and then Peppy kept saying, "Do a barrel roll!" And then Slippy was like, "Ah, Fox, get this guy off the air!" And then Falco was like, "Ah, I hate you, Fox! Ah! Even though you're going to save the planet and the world and everything, I still hate you because you're stupid! Yeah!" So then they went to Venom, and then Fox was like, "Oh no, Starwolf!" And then Starwolf came, and then Starwolf was like, "Lord, I'm going to kill you." And then they didn't, because Star Fox killed them. So then Fox was like, "Oh no, they're going for Mirror!" And then Slippy was like, "Fox!" So then Fox went down to the Venom thing, or the big base thing, and then he went down into the tunnel, and Andross was like, "I've been waiting for you, Star Fox!" And then he went through the thing, and then this gigantic head came at you, and it was like, "Yeah!" Then you shot a bomb in his mouth, he's like, "Oh my god, there's a bomb in my mouth!" Then he's broken. Then this brain came out, and he made a really corny pun, like, "I am the brainiest guy." Well, actually, it was more like, "Only I have the brains to rule Lylat." And then Fox killed him, but he died, or he almost died. He was like, "Ah!" And then it was silent for a while, and then you heard, "Don't ever give up, my son." And then he was like, "Father?" And he was like, "Yes, now, I want some potato chips." Ah! Then he just let him out of the exploding planet, and then he was like, "Okay, bye." And then he just disappeared in thin air at the end.